Amen. There are more people connected to us now, watching us, not just watching. They are not watching. They even have more faith than us. Praise God. A sister called to give us a testimony that her husband, a Catholic, would not allow her to watch this channel. Like they say, is it Cameroon or where did they say they? Is it in the, where? Somewhere they said they should not stop watching this channel. Benin Republic. You can't stop the seed of God wherever they are. And the woman went, the man came out of the television last vigil. Last Friday vigil. The man went and off television, went and sat down. I'm sure the man may be a Nigerian, because there are certain parts of this country, and no one mentioned that part, that believe that once they marry a woman, they become God to that woman. And to them, that is how to be a man. To order the woman. And then the woman must obey. Until, and then, so they will decide whether she will go to heaven or not. Anyway, the testimony is that the man of the television went to sleep. The woman still sat down and was saying, "Oh God, how will this man do me like this?" She was still there crying. Suddenly the man opened the door and came out and put on the television again and said, "Oh yeah, watch." The next day, he woke up and said, "Do you know why I came and did that?" He said, "When I went to lie down in the room," he said, "that man, Pastor Moses, walked into the room." He said, "And warned the man to go and put on that television or you will see what will happen to him." And he said the man, Pastor Moses, told him, "Whether you like it or not, you will leave Catholic Church." And then walked out of the room again. He said, he jumped up, "Come put on the television." All of you that say your members should not watch television for Benin Republic, very soon the angel of God will visit you one by one. One by one. Amen. One thing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost is that it is also a time for healing and deliverance. Listen, church, the Holy Ghost is God Himself coming to take over His purchased possession. And the Holy Ghost cannot come and live in a vessel and share that vessel with a demon husband, demon wife. So when the Holy Ghost is going to come, that demon must go. That sickness must go. Is there anything God cannot do? He is able. He is able. Listen, listen, listen to that song. He is able. He is able. Very, very able. He is able. Very, very able. Very, very able. There's nothing our God cannot do. Just open yourself. Just open yourself. Just open yourself.
Lord, we give you glory tonight because we know you can do all things. Forever bless your name. Able to
I want to read one scripture. In Luke chapter 13, this scripture is for somebody here and somebody listening to me. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 23, this is what the scripture says. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses Alu, and all the prophets. Am I correct? I don't know who else. And all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Oh no, had I known. Listen to the musicians. Thank you.
voice I hear. Gone, gone, they are gone, they are gone. Marching to join the glorious song. Oh, no, and I know.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, let it not be your portion. Like, let it not be your portion. The coming of the Lord has been so delayed as it looks. The love of men is growing cold. The love for the things of God. And Satan has taken advantage of it, crept into the church, and messed up Christianity. But the Lord promised us a restoration ministry. We thank God for that. Listen, church, for making it possible for you to come here, God is giving you opportunity to escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. And we are not saying we are the only ones, but we are one of the places that you can come and see the light in this dark Christian age. Amen. Somebody say, why are you always preaching and shouting and screaming as if you are fighting? I say it's because you don't know how deep error has taken over the church. If you know, you will be angry to see what the devil has done. But I'm telling you, a lot of people don't know it's because it's a mystery. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7 causes the mystery of iniquity. Right from the days of Apostle Paul, he said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And the mystery of iniquity is the mystery of how Satan entered the church and took over the church. And a lot of people are serving Satan and thinking they are serving Christ. And with Bibles in their hands, speaking in tongues, and they will end up in hell. But I thank God because nobody, no demon, no Satan, no antichrist can defeat the purpose of God. For it is written, the foundation of God standeth, having this seal. What is the seal? The Lord knoweth them that are his. Where did he know them? From the foundation of the world. Amen. And none of his will be lost. None of his will be lost. Now, church, listen. Today is the first day, and so we have a lot of things that take our time. But let me just say something that will help you and give you reason to come back again tonight. Because you need to come back. Amen. We are not here for a jamboree. We are here to see the evidence of the cross. And it's not grammar. It is practical. You will see that Jesus. You will see the Holy Ghost. He will come on you. You will testify he is real. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. And on Sunday, I preached a message that I titled, Knowing the Understanding the End Time Anointing. And this is part two of it. So we continue. That is a message that means so much to me. You know, it's one thing to know something, it's another to put a picture for somebody to understand. Because I know if you catch that understanding, the then you will understand why we are never a denomination. We will never be a denomination. You now understand from that message why this church is not a member of the Christian Association of Nigeria. We will never be. And why we are called the bride. Amen. And you also understand why the denominational jokers all around the world hate the ministry of William Branham. It's so important. Because he said, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Why? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If it is not lack of knowledge, this young man that came, I was speaking to him from Ghana. I was speaking to him in my office. And I told him something. I said, there is something that I have tried all these years to understand. And I'm saying it, and I mean it. It's a situation I have tried very hard to understand. Now, this young man, a GO in Ghana, saw a potential in him. And then came and ordained him. I don't know what he used and put in the brother's head. To go to one fallow ground, one village somewhere, one town somewhere. To go and raise up a branch there unto him in Accra, Ghana headquarters. And the guy left Accra to go. Where are you going? I am going to plant a church unto the Lord. To him, I don't know what that GO told him that makes him believe that he is going to raise that church for God. And then he's there laboring and laboring and laboring. At the end, all the offering and tithe, they will send it to headquarters. Then they will send his salary to him. So I asked him, I said, and then within a short time he went, he has already raised a big church. Then I asked him, now, the fact that you have the ability to go to such a place and raise up a church, start from the scratch, and raise up a church, that is evidence you have a call. Now, what I cannot understand is why you have subjected that call to that man. If you, God has raised you to be a pastor, why must you go and raise a church and be under a man? So I told him, it is because you have been bewitched by that man. And brainwashed. Yes, now. That you can raise a church. Denominational pastor, listen to me now. Listen to me. Wherever you are listening to me now. Listen. If you have been sent by any denominational headquarters to open a church, and you successfully open that church, it is evidence that God has called you. Get out of that place and go and start your ministry. And be answerable to him who called you. And it is Jesus that calls. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know what they tell you, brother. I don't know what they tell them. I don't know what they tell them. I have a young man that was once working in my office somewhere. And then he left. And then one of the denominations in Lagos, let me not call them tonight, sent him to Jos. And where he was going, he was given 10,000 naira. He had a wife. And he has to move to Jos. And from there, you take care of the accommodation, do everything, rent everything, do everything. Don't expect money. When I asked him, he said, you know that is how it is in the Bible. Jesus said, don't take anything, don't take post, don't take, just go. He said, that will be the evidence that you have a call. And the man landed with 10,000 in Jos, Plateau State. And began to labor. In less than 6 months, he had over 100 adult members. And he came to me, I said, I know your greatest ambition now, brother. When he came, he was telling me, I said, your greatest ambition is the day your GO will call you and recognize you. That you are doing a great job in Jos. I said, that is your whole ambition, to be recognized by your GO. Because it is your GO that call you. It is he who call you that you will be wishing recognition from. So that you will know why they told those people, don't watch this TV channel. Because we went to the camp, and one woman, this church, a prayer group went to the church, to the camp. Assembly of God camp, a prayer camp. Then they went with our track, one your pastor. Then one church, pastored by a woman pastor, brought their members to camp there. And then our people looked for trouble. Come, went and distributed one your pastor. Where we proved there, among other things, that the Bible forbids a woman to pastor a church. And before you know what, the woman GO that took them there called those our members and said, why are you people causing confusion? Why are you distributing this tract and causing confusion? You have caused confusion because the members read it and they were firing her with questions. So when we think that our eyes of understanding has opened up at last, we know what we're talking about. Listen, church, the time for religion has gone. It is time now to make your calling and election sure. Why? Because many are called, few are chosen. Listen, church, last Sunday, I told you something. I told you concerning the church of Jesus Christ. That the anointing that is going on now is what is confusing the people. And I try to tell you that let it not confuse you. Because you are seeing somebody who is anointed but does not know anything about Bible. He is anointed yet he has girlfriend in his church. He is anointed and he is cursing anybody that leaves his church. He is so anointed until he is even duping his church members. He is so anointed until he stays and lies. And all the things that unbelievers do, he does it too. Yet, he is anointed in the name of Jesus. Take it. Wow. All of you with order. Man of God. But when you come close to him, you begin to wonder, with all this anointing. And you are wondering, the answer is in the Bible. Because in Matthew 5:45, he said the rain that comes from God is a blessing. He said it falls on the just and the unjust. And we saw that in Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, about the latter rain, when it is time for revival, the restoration of Israel, he will come as the latter rain and as the former rain. The rain there is the anointing. Now, and this rain will fall on the just and the unjust. Now, listen, why? How do we know? He gave us, he made it clear as I spoke on Sunday. I'm summarizing what I spoke extensively on Sunday. That he came down and to see the mystery that is going on. It's a mystery. In Matthew chapter 13 from verse 24, the parable of the wheat and the tares. And that the owner of the farm went and planted good seed. The wild men slept, an enemy went and planted tares. What are these? This farm is the church of Jesus Christ that started with the pure word. But after the apostles all died, the enemy, Satan himself, went and planted his own seed also in the same church, the same farm. And then they have to grow together. We all know the parable. I'm rushing to say some things before we start to pray. Amen. And then together, the rain now fell. The former rain, amen, is the rain that sends the farmers to go and plant their seeds. And that is the rain that fell on the day of Pentecost. And the apostles went and they were sowing the seed of salvation, the word of God. But Satan also went to the same farm because it is planting time and sowed his own. That's why Apostle Paul in that first church said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Because at that time, the thing was already manifesting. When they all grew, the angels, the servants of the master said, was it a good thing you planted? How come tares are grown there also? And then he said, an enemy has done this. And he said, should we go and uproot the tares from the farm? Amen. And he said, no. And I explained to you why he said, let both grow together. Else, when you uproot the tares, you will uproot the wheat also. I gave that explanation. But now, he said they should grow together until the harvest time. Because in the harvest time, there will be another rain. But this rain, the anointing, will be for separation. Let them all grow. He said, and at the end, God will send his reapers. He said, they will bind the tares first. They will take out of the kingdom all things that offend. That's how I put it. Then, when he has finished binding the tares, then he will come over to the wheat and also bundle the wheat to this barn. Rapture. So, what does he do to use to cause his separation? It is an anointing that we saw in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 11, 12. And 13, where he says, because they, the people, have no love for truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness, God will give them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie, so that in believing that lie, they will go and perish. And I gave an example of Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 22. Ahab was destined by the prophecy of the prophet that gave him, after he killed Naboth to take his land, that he will die. And when it was time for that prophecy to be activated, Ahab decided to go to a battle to capture that land, piece of land in Ramoth Gilead. And we saw how that immediately he thought in his heart to do that and was confiding with Jehoshaphat. God began to hold a meeting in heaven. Micaiah gave that revelation. Hallelujah. And God was saying, what shall we do to make Ahab go to that battle and die there? So that prophecy will come to pass. And before you know what, I am paraphrasing what I have explained in details last Sunday. So you try, go get the tape, part one of this message. And then, before you know what, Ahab had 400 prophets. A lying spirit came and told God, I will go to those 400 prophets and prophesy. And he began to prophesy. 400 people began to prophesy. Ahab, go for that battle. And I told you how Ahab believed those 400 prophets that he will go for that battle and conquer. But unknown to him, it was a spirit that came to do something that will cause Ahab to go to that battle and die, because he has no love for truth but has pleasure in unrighteousness. And I told you that is the mystery going on now. There are people that want to come to Christ, but don't touch any aspect of my life. Let me add Christ only to the life I was living before. I will pay you your tithe. I will give you your offering. I will build your church for you. I will buy a car for the pastor. I will build houses for them. But you don't touch the way I dress. You don't touch the kind of places I go. You don't touch the places I don't even touch my girlfriends. Don't touch my boyfriends. Don't touch my painting. God is a good God. Praise the Lord. No matter how you preach to them, lie, and the two of them are mingled together in the church of Jesus Christ. There's another group. Once you show them in the Bible, God said a woman should not wear that which pertains to a woman, to a man. Therefore, stop wearing trousers. Hey, in the Bible, God, forgive me. They'll pull it out. It's wrong for a woman to do that nonsense they do to their hair. Hey, in the Bible, oh God, forgive me. They will stop and return to their natural hair. Yes, now. The men, uncle, don't drink. Hey, we should not drink. God have mercy on me. I'm not going to drink again. And all of the things they do. But the rest, uncle, no. What has he got to do with it? It doesn't matter. Now. So we tell you the truth. God is telling the truth. You will not believe it, Abby. So, what does he do? He raises up ministers. God himself, he will raise false vessels and send them the anointing. Yes, they are false. But the anointing is from God. Hey, that's the mystery. That's why I told you, and I continue to tell you, stop speaking against the anointing anywhere. And I told you on Sunday that the anointing on all those men of God is from God. T.B. Joshua is from God. Oyekilome is from God. Mocha is from God. Redeem Adeboye is from God. Oyedepa is from God. Okonkwo is from God. Who else you know is from God? All the people you know, the anointing, including your pastor, is from God. But every one of us, including me here, I'm from God. All of us here, we are the reapers to separate the two groups. To separate the two groups. There is a set of these men of God I have called that will tell you, don't do certain things. Don't go the way of the world. Don't do this one. Don't do this one. Those ones, they are separating the wheat from the tares. Then there are the others. Even the pastor is palming his hair. His wife is wearing trousers. His wife is the one that sets the fashion trend for others to follow. And they are there to tell you, no, 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 it doesn't matter. And the only way you can believe him is that he must be anointed. So after he has demonstrated the anointing, then he tells you what you want to hear. So that you will believe him, the lies he's telling you, and in believing him, you go straight to hell. With your Bible in your hand. That is the latter rain. The rain that separates the wheat from the tares. It is in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So on Sunday, we stop at where they gather the tares first. And I told you that is why all these years, this truth we are preaching now, people have not heard it. God by himself put it on the ground first. Because it was not yet time for the wheat. The appropriate time. He allowed those people in error to have a field day, gathering the people, gathering the people, gathering the people. They gathered them into bundles. We have Christian Association of Nigeria. It is a worldwide agenda. The spirit of delusion. Gathering time. Separation time. Separate and gather and bam, bundle them. We have a Pentecostal bundle that goes to join the bigger bundle of Christian Association of Nigeria. PFN. Join CAN. Christian Association of Nigeria. And every country has it. Then all of them join another bigger group known as the Ecumenical Council, a gathering of all religions. Oh, sorry, before they even get there, they join the World Council of Churches. Then the World Council of Churches go and gather in the Ecumenical Council, and they meet every year in the Vatican. All religions. What is it? We are serving the same God. Don't mind these people. Oh, yes. So, it has been going on since. So that you will understand. Why is it that you are just hearing what I am preaching now? What I'm preaching, did this start from me? No! It started from 1933. Everything I'm saying now has been going on through the ministry of William Marion Braham. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The latter rain started, and that was the same period that all these associations began to be formed, including the World Council of Churches. That started somewhere there in America or somewhere Oslo. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And so what I'm saying it passionately because I know I'm saying the truth. And nobody has been able to come and confront me. None of those juggernauts. None of them. None of them. And those of them who wrote nonsense concerning William Abraham, I have replied them also openly. And I'll continue to reply them. Because Dr. Lukoya of MFM, he wrote a lie in the Bible, in his book. He said William Abraham died a drunkard. And that he was so drunk until he was driving and a drunken truck driver hit him and he died. And that when they did an autopsy on him, they found a lot of alcohol in his system. So that the multitude he's misleading will continue to follow him and never be given the opportunity to hear the truth. But the foundation of God stands sure. His seed. The Bible says, my sheep, they hear my voice. The voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Wherever they are, this truth will find them there. No matter what lie you speak. God waited until a time when there is television before we reply that book. Now that God gave us a station so that the whole world hear that Olukoya is a liar. He's a liar. He's a doctor of lies. Because he said it deliberately. He knows the truth. And don't say, why am I speaking like that against a man of God? I am also a man of God. It's two men of God talking.